following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And my co-host, what's your name, little girl?
You forgot already?
No, I could never forget your name. Elisa Profumo is in the studio with me today because it's none other than Casual Friday.
Yay.
The day that I come to the studio dressed casually.
Me too.
Yeah, so there you go. Yes, and Elisa's wearing a very, very, very exciting sweater today.
Oh, you always talk about my clothes.
Well, what do you want me to say? I mean, you look hot. What do you want me to say?
Thanks. Hey, I have a question for you today.
Okay.
Well, I was listening to the show this week when you were talking about how you kind of regressed and you're trying to get back on track.
Yeah.
How you doing?
It's slow, but I feel a lot of progress already.
Have you been keeping track with your journal?
I haven't been keeping my journal as good as I'd like. I haven't been keeping track of all my food. I've been keeping track of my pre- and post-workout meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, a couple days, I kept track of all of my meals those particular days. But by and large, I'm keeping track of my workouts very closely.
But don't you think it's important to write all the food down, too, so in case something you're not progressing, you can look back and figure out what the issue is?
Yeah, but like on a day like yesterday,
uh-huh.
Okay, I produced a two-hour Superhuman radio show. I had an hour in between, but that's not true. I really had a half hour in between before I had to start producing the Body RX show.
Right.
In that half hour, I had to clean the studio a little bit because, as you mentioned the other day, it's become a pigsty because I'm always running and just leaving stuff where it is, and eat. And I had to eat. I ate a 50-gram protein drink with raw milk and three Quest protein bars, and I failed to write it down because I was eating while I was working.
Right.
And so my diary slid to the back in that particular instance, but I'm keeping track of my workouts, and I'm keeping track of pre- and post-workout meals, and I'm keeping track of peptide use. And those types of things.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because I feel, and it's incremental. I'm getting this part right. Like Elizabeth Scott says, I have to commend myself for getting this part right and then just keep adding to it and making sure that I do tighten up my journal entries and make sure that I'm including everything that I need to include.
And just getting back into the gym and into the habit of that is just a step.
And you know
right
what?
Direction.
It's amazing how just a couple days back in the gym, because I'm going every other day right now for the first 2 weeks, and then I'll step it up from there. It's amazing that just getting into the gym a couple days.
But on the days that you're not going to the gym, you're still doing cardio.
Yes, I'm doing some light cardio, and I'm even doing some light dumbbell work just to kind of keep the body in shape.
And one day, didn't you do push-ups in between commercial breaks?
Yes, yes, and count them. There's seven commercial breaks over the course of 2 hours.
And so you did push-ups.
Every single commercial break except one where I ran downstairs to get something out of my car. I think I forgot my cell phone. I dropped to the floor and did push-ups, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm proud of you.
I'm getting back into it. It's going to take time. I slid down the hill over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, I maintained a lot of my strength.
Well, I'll just ask you most Fridays how you're doing just to keep the audience abreast of the situation.
And I appreciate that. That keeps me from backsliding, too, if I know someone's going to ask me about it. And because it's true of everybody, including myself.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, before we go any further, you and I had a discussion today. We feel like we need to make a statement on the air about.
Yes.
We say things sometimes that could be interpreted as harsh or unforgiving about people of high gravity. Let's call them people of high gravity.
Well, you're talking about obesity, right?
Yeah.
Because we are going to address that issue shortly. We got some news
in
one of our segments. But yeah, I kind of feel like they're still people too, and we still need to treat people with respect.
Hey, I was one of those people for a large portion of my life. I remember people looking at me because I was so fat. You can tell people are looking at you and you know what they're thinking. Look at that. slob. Look, he can't control his eating and whatever else they were saying about me. And
right. We're here to offer advice and help.
Right.
Your show is.
Yes, but the point is that when we talk about obesity, we want people to understand that we're really not targeting the obese people. We're not saying to them, you know, oh, look at you, you're so fat. What we are saying is obesity should not be accepted. You should not accept it.
You have choices.
Yes.
You have choices.
Yes. And if you're getting, and if what you, like Dr. Phil says, if, how's that working for you? If what you've tried hasn't worked, then keep trying some other thing until you find something that works.
For you, as an individual. Right.
Exactly. Just don't give in to it. Just don't accept. Never accept, well, I guess I'm going to be fat for the rest of my life. Never, ever accept that. That is a lie. And it's not, and the rest of your life will be very, very short if you accept that. So,
right.
Anyway, okay. We want to talk about something that we've never talked about before and give Elisa a chance to rant. Do you think you can rant?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you learn to rant.
Are we talking about the gym today?
Yes, yes. What grinds Elisa's gears when she's at the gym.
Well, it grinds your gears, too.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so one thing that really grinds my gears is every time, without exception, I go to get on the leg press machine, and whoever was on there before me leaves all their weights.
Right. And usually, like, 9 or 10 plates on each side.
Yes.
Right.
9 or 10 45-pound plates.
Right.
So I have to take all those off, because I warm up with just 1 or 2
right.
on each side.
Right.
So I have to take everything off.
Right.
And it's just a pain.
Right.
And they have little bitty signs around the gym that say, re-rack your weights.
Right. But no one pays attention
to
that.
No one pays attention to that.
Right. Right. And it's true. So those of you out there who are really, really strong and proud of what you can leg press and all the other machines that you load up with 45-pound plates, just take your exercise routine a notch further and unrack everything.
There are girls that work out in the gym that can't press that much weight.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I wouldn't want
and
to.
And you're lazy if you're doing it. You know what? I told you the story about we were out to dinner the other night and we saw somebody and I says, I remember that guy from Powerhouse Gym.
Mm-hmm.
He would religiously come in the gym. He walked really fast, like he was in a hurry. He would load up the bench press and do bench presses, nothing heavy, leave his weight there, move to another machine, put weights on it, do a couple sets there, leave his weight there, go to another. And by the time he was done in the gym, 6 or 7 different things were loaded with some form of weight plates. And then he would just walk out with the same speed that he walked in.
That's just rude.
Right. Well, but I told you the story. I it used to frustrate me. So finally one day I confronted him. I watched him by the time he got to his third exercise and I walked over to him and I said, you know, I've watched you load that up, and then leave it. I says, you need to strip your weight off of there so the next person who gets on doesn't have to do it for you. And he left immediately after I told him that.
Did he take his weights off?
No, he just walked out the gym. I guess I insulted him or something like that. Hmm.
So yesterday when I was at the gym, I was doing legs yesterday, and I love to do walking lunges. I think we've discussed that before. So I was in the process of doing my walking lunges, and there's really not a track to do them in, so you just have to kind of make a path and do your walking lunges and hope that no one walks in front of you. Well, the yoga class had just let out, and all of the women come out of the yoga class, and they go directly in front of my path, and they're walking really slow. I guess they're relaxed from their yoga class.
Well, Birkenstocks only go a half a mile an hour.
Oh, come on. But anyway, so it's like they were right in my path, right in front of me, and I had to stop a couple times, and I didn't want to be rude and say anything, so I had to, like, move my path. And I think you said that happened to you a couple times.
Well, it happened yesterday to me also. I got to the gym earlier than you. I did my breathing squats followed by my farmer's walks. I haven't added the plyometric squats back into the routine yet. And I had 290-pound dumbbells because I'm kind of working my way back up to my weight. And I came down this small flight of stairs from where I was and was confronted by 4 women with their yoga mats under their arms. And I clearly could have cut in front of them if I wanted to rush, but I couldn't rush with 290-pound dumbbells in my hand. Instead of them saying to me, oh, go ahead, or just stopping and letting me get in front of them, they continued at the pace that they were. I ended up behind them, and I had to walk at their pace, which was really slow. I guess they were getting into the mode of yoga, like, you know, moving slow, so we'll walk slow.
But they were going to the class.
They were going to the class. These are probably the same women that you encountered on the way back out. And so finally, I got so frustrated that I was walking behind them. I was literally, like, right on their backs.
Mm-hmm.
I threw both of the 90-pound dumbbells down onto the ground, and one woman jumped and turned around and looked at me, and I really wanted to say, you know, move faster, for crying out loud, you know,
right.
Get a little vim in your vigor here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you said something this morning that the gym should hold an etiquette class.
Yes.
When people join.
Yes. Any of those who own a gym who are listening to the show, you should have a mandatory 10-minute etiquette class and a little document where you go, okay, re-rack your weights. Don't bring your cell phone into the gym and keep the ringer on.
Oh, that's another one.
No strong perfumes, especially in the cardio area where the guy next to you is trying to do sprints and he's got to suck your Chanel No. 5 down his throat every 5 seconds. You know, all these little simple things that people should adhere to. You know, be respectful of other
people.
Wipe
your machine down yourself.
Okay.
Don't leave. Because I went to get on a machine the other day and this guy had been so sweaty and the machine was wet and he didn't even bother to wipe his sweat off the machine.
Right, right. The other one is allow people to work in. It's like golf. There's golf etiquette, right? If you're playing slower than the people behind you, they're allowed to play through. They kindly say, can we play through? And you go, of course, and then they play through. The same should be true of the machine. If you're doing supersets going back and forth into a machine and somebody happens to go to the non-used machine, like while you're on the other one,
mm-hmm.
and you come back and you say, hey, you mind if I work in there? They shouldn't sneer at you. They shouldn't get aggravated with you. They should just say, either let me do my set first, or sure, get on.
You had
this happen.
Well,
right?
I have one more. I was at the gym. This was last week one day, and I always superset. I just do. I just always. And I had two sets of dumbbells that I was using to superset with. Well, there some girl that was working behind me came up to get the same weight that I had. And evidently,
she saw you had them.
She saw that I had them. She gave me a really dirty look, and I guess because I had two sets of dumbbells, but I was actively using both sets.
Right.
And then she went back to the guy that she was talking to or working out with and started like talking about me because I turned around and he was kind of giving me a dirty look. I had the weights. I'm sorry, you know? And
well,
girls, let's be honest. There's not that many women in the gym. Why can't we support each other?
Right. And besides, so in other words, if she would have had those dumbbells before you, that would have been cause for you to sneer at her?
I know.
I mean, what does she think? She owns them?
I guess.
I don't understand why it is this way. I always smile at people in the gym. People never smile. Guys always want to be hardcore. You know, they're really, you know, looking mean and stuff. Well, I'm going to squat today. Well, you can squat with a smile. It still works. You know, you'll find that you're just as strong if you happen to smile at somebody or say hello. And this is another one. Women should support each other in the
gym. Right, right.
Don't be all catty and everything because some other girl who happens to be hotter than you. But I saw the girl. She was in her 20s. She probably was resentful that she didn't have your body, most likely. And so that she was looking for a reason to pick on you. But it's like, you know what? Find a set of dumbbells. Do a different exercise. That's what I do when something's busy and I have to, you know, I move to the other movement. I come back to that later.
Exactly. So yeah.
Those are the gear grinders.
Yeah. Okay. So did I do okay with my rant?
No, I had to pick it up. But that's okay. You're not a ranter. It's okay.
Okay.
Anyway, we have to take our first commercial break. We got a great show planned for you today. Lots of relevant information you're not going to want to miss. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't hold back, Elisa. Don't hold back.
You've got the best music on here.
By the way, I guess because of my bumper music, iTunes Radio said that they wouldn't list the Superhuman Network as a radio station because I only transmit 64-bit K-bits. And they said they've stopped listing radio music-playing stations that don't use 128. I'm not a music station. I'm a talk radio station, and it even says on their website that 64 is adequate for talk radio.
Did you send in message?
Yeah, I sent it back, but I don't know. You know, iTunes is one of those. For some reason, I feel like iTunes is very liberally governed organization. You know,
aren't most things?
I got a feeling that you get one shot at it, and then they're like, "Hey, we're just too busy. We can't take care of that anymore. We're done."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens. If I'm not on iTunes streaming channel for radio, we'll find a different alternative. That's all. Anyway, so getting back to obesity, because we did say that, you know, we are sensitive to the obese people out there. We want to give them some help. We're not trying to condemn them. I guess you found an article.
There was a report that was released Thursday that found that more than 30% of the people in 12 states are obese.
That's
more than 30%.
Yeah.
Okay, and 20 years ago, there wasn't a single state that had 30% obesity rates.
Well, actually, didn't you say there wasn't a single state that was over 20?
That was above 15.
15.
Yes, 20 years ago.
So I guess it's the watching our calories, you know, buying those 100-calorie packs of Nabisco, you know, this and all the. I guess watching our calories isn't working.
I guess. With the exception of Michigan, the 10 most obese states are in the South.
How do you figure? And that's what do they call that? Comfort food.
Yes.
And people, I don't understand.
Paula Deen.
Yeah, Paula Deen. Comfort food. They always talk about comfort food. Well, you know, we don't eat this because of the nutritional effects. We eat it for the good feelings. Well, you know what? Heroin makes you feel good, too. So I guess that's comfort drugs. We should just all start taking heroin, too, right?
No, I don't think so.
So which states are the worst offenders, Elisa?
Okay. So the number one on the list was Mississippi with 34.4%.
Ouch. That's. Yeah. I mean, in a few years, they could be at 50%. One out of two people will be obese.
Alabama was 32.3%. West Virginia was 32.2%. Tennessee, 31.9%. Louisiana, 31.6%. And Kentucky.
Ding, ding, ding.
31.5, which I have to mention, Nick on Facebook, Nick Gugg said, how could that be when people in Kentucky have so many missing teeth?
Yeah, I know. Because they own blenders and funnels, Nick. They just blend their food and then drink it. That's how.
Next comes Oklahoma, 31.4, South Carolina, 30.9, Arkansas, 30.6, Michigan, 30.5, Missouri, 30.3, and Texas, 30.1. And then it goes down. And then it goes, Ohio is 29.6. So then it goes down. California has 24.8% obesity rates. The lowest on the list was Colorado with 19.8.
So Colorado is still in that range of yesteryear, 20 years ago. I mean, they're just a couple clicks away from 15%.
Well, 4.8 because, yeah. 4.8 higher.
Right, but still, I mean, and I said to you, Chi, why would that be? Why would Colorado be that way? And you said because people there live an outdoor lifestyle. They're either skiing and camping. And
well, they're very active.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think people in hot climates would be active, like California and Florida?
Yeah, Hawaii was 23.1. They're pretty low on the list, too.
And that you know, that's surprising, too, because whenever you hear about obesity and you hear about Hawaii, you hear about, you know, how Samoans and stuff like that, because they respond to food differently than the rest of us. They're much more insulin sensitive, if you will, so they store away a lot more fat.
Alaska was 25.9.
That's pretty shocking, too. You know, I would have thought that would have been another state that would have had a high, only because the indigenous people there, when they've given the Western diet, bulk up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So no one was at 15%.
No one, no. Colorado was the lowest at 19.8.
So I guess Dr. Ken Fujikawa is right that we need the FDA to approve more obesity drugs. Because people just can't. They're somehow magnetized to put on fat.
You don't think it's the food choices, Carl?
Yeah, I think it's the food choices. I think it's the food choices that they're being told are good for them. Like, what was it that you were reading? And I told you that Dr. Michael Smith and I just did a show about this, and you were shocked that they want to make walnuts an unapproved drug.
Well, the FDA claims that walnuts are illegal. The FDA pulled Diamond Foods had on there that they were heart healthy.
Right.
And FDA made them take that claim off.
Right, because they would say otherwise you're an unapproved drug. But at the same time, FDA turns their back on Frito-Lay, right?
Right. Frito-Lay has advertised potato chips as heart healthy.
Heart healthy potato chips. There you go. And isn't it also true that on the Frito-Lay website they said something about the ingredients are wholesome?
Can I read a portion
please,
of it?
Please.
This is shocking. And the FDA allows this on the Frito-Lay website. Frito-Lay snacks start with real, farm-grown ingredients. You might be surprised at how much good stuff goes into your favorite snack. Good stuff like potatoes, which naturally contain vitamin C and essential minerals, or corn, one of the world's most popular grains.
Yeah, most popular.
Packed with vitamin B6 and phosphorus, all necessary for healthy bones, teeth, nerves, and muscles. Now, that's on the Frito-Lay website, and the FDA allows that.
Right.
But Diamond Foods could not say that walnuts are heart healthy.
Even though, as you pointed out, in 1994, there was a study that showed that.
There was actually a couple studies. In 1993, the New England Journal of Medicine published the first clinical study showing significant reductions in dangerous LDL and improvement in the lipoprotein profile in response to moderate consumption of walnuts. And that was in 1993.
And didn't it also show, you said, that there were changes in the endothelium that were independent of lowering cholesterol? There was positive effects to the endothelium that had nothing to do with the cholesterol lowering as well.
Later studies revealed that walnuts improve endothelial function in ways that are independent of cholesterol reduction.
Right. So clearly, this is an accurate statement to say that walnuts are heart healthy, but God, don't let the FDA get a hold of you.
The American Heart Association published a study in 2004, okay, that said 64% that when eating walnuts, there was a 64% improvement in a measurement of endothelial function when walnuts were substituted for other fats in the Mediterranean diet.
So, in summary, the FDA, in its blind wisdom, not divine wisdom, its blind wisdom, says, hey, it's okay to promote corn, this frankenfood that it's become, and potatoes as being heart healthy, because that fits the American agenda to get people to eat more potato and more corn.
It says in this article, the FDA is blatantly demanding that these companies stop informing the public about the scientifically validated health benefits these foods provide. And they're talking about green tea, walnuts, and pomegranate juice.
Unbelievable.
But yet they allow Frito-Lay to say that potato chips are heart healthy.
Yeah, so we should just live on heart healthy potato chips and corn. And let's see, that's what the country's doing now, Mr. FDA. That's why there's 30% obesity in most states. For crying out loud, how can you guys look in the mirror in the morning without slitting your own throats? It's disgusting what they're doing to this country.
Well, I have another newspaper article here that shows that some researchers from Harvard University recently published a study in the New England Journal that found that among 121,000 U.S. men and women, the highest instances of four-year weight gain were most closely associated with eating potato chips.
Yeah, I believe that. So, yeah.
And how can, like you said, how can the FDA even...
You know what we need to do? We need to find an uncharted piece of land out someplace in an island and just get out of the United States and out from under the rule of these draconian measures that are designed to do nothing more than to make people sick and keep them sick so that they can be enslaved to a parasitic system. That's all this is about. Because this is disgusting what's being done to this country and under the guidance of this government. I know I don't want to turn this into a political show. What about the FDA? Brett Filipowski posted on yours and mine wall, my wall, about the FDA's scheme to outlaw nearly every nutritional supplement introduced after 1994 because of a technicality. Explain this to me, Elisa, please.
Okay, give me time to get to it.
Okay. I mean, I remember what you told me this morning.
Okay,
so.
Go ahead.
Okay, you told me this morning that the FDA, when DSHEA was introduced, which was designed to keep the FDA out of the supplement industry, there was a clause in there that any time a supplement manufacturer introduced a new ingredient in a formulation, they had to notify the FDA. But in 1994, the FDA stopped requesting this information,
mm-hmm.
right? So the FDA stops requesting this information. Keep in mind, it's not that the supplement manufacturers balked and didn't want to give the information. The FDA had no way for supplement manufacturers to report this information anymore in 1994 forward. So now the FDA is coming back and saying, you know what? You guys didn't play fair according to DSHEA. So everything that you've changed, everything that was introduced in 1994 that was not in that formulation pre-1994, you have to stop selling it. When it's the onus was on the FDA to gather that information.
Yes, exactly.
Shame on a government that allows the FDA to bully people like this. This is disgusting. You know what? The American government talks about how the system here is so much better than other countries. Baloney. Baloney. It's getting worse and worse here every single day. And guess what? You're the one that's suffering. Your life will be impaired, will be shortened. Your access to healthy foods will be impaired. Your children's lives will be shortened. We are nothing. We'll be becoming enslaved to this system here. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. It's interesting. The author of this article that I was reading to you this morning, he calls it the end game of the FDA's war against humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What does the FDA gain from doing something like this? Why doesn't the FDA just go, hey, guys, everything that you introduced from 1994 forward, you need to send it in now. Get it all into us right away. They're not interested in updating their information. They're interested in using this technicality as a way to try to squash the supplement industry. That is why every one of you, whether you've done it already, do it again, must go to the Life Extension Legislative Action Committee, Go to lef.org/LAC. There's a very, very easy form. It'll take you literally 1 minute to send a message to your representative that you do not want the FDA fooling around in the supplement industry anymore. The FDA should not have the ability to tell walnut manufacturers that they can't point at research that shows that walnuts are healthy. But yet, they turn the blind eye to Frito-Lay's, who wants everybody to eat fried corn chips and say that those are heart healthy. Don't be fooled by this stuff, people. Don't go quietly into that night. Don't give in. Don't become obese and go, that's it. I guess they win when you do that. Do not give up. I'm really, this is not an act. Well, I am really pissed off.
Well, what about like Kentucky Fried Chicken? I mean, let's just take that path for a second. The grilled chicken, they're re-releasing the grilled chicken.
Right.
Evidently, they had some snafus before, so they're
right.
going to re-release it.
Right.
And they're marketing it as...
It was too healthy before. They had to find a way to make it worse for you. Yeah.
They're marketing it as good for you, healthy alternative to
right.
the fried chicken. But yet, one breast of chicken is packed with 730 milligrams of salt.
Now, think about this. A regular chicken breast off of a chicken has under 70 milligrams of sodium, but one of these has 750, 10 times the sodium.
730.
Okay, still 10 times the sodium.
Exactly.
Okay, 10 times the sodium. And more importantly, it has a known carcinogen in it, doesn't it?
It does, PHP.
Which we couldn't find out what PHP stood for. I tried to find the name and so did you, but clearly PHP is some sort of a preservative or something that they use in the food. And it's a known carcinogen. It's a known cancer-causing agent. You're eating it when you eat KFC.
And they're not being called out by the FDA?
Oh, no. Oh, of course not. Because Yum has big money to pay. And just one of those FDA employees may get a job at Yum someday.
But they have a known carcinogen in their food.
Don't matter. Don't matter. Nothing is about justice in this country. It's all about payola. It's all about making money. Those people at the FDA are looking for, they use their positions at the FDA to launch their careers. So when they get out of the FDA, they go to work for these companies. These companies reward them for the good things that they've done by mm-hmm. turning a blind eye to the fact that this is a known carcinogen that they're feeding people and the FDA approves it. But don't eat walnuts.
Or don't drink green tea.
Don't drink green tea. Don't do any of those things, but eat potatoes, eat corn, and eat KFC, which will kill you or give you cancer. The FDA says that's okay. It's okay.
Hmm. Okay, so what about the Wendy's Baja salad?
What about it?
It contains...
It's healthy, isn't it?
Well, it's marketed as one of the healthy items, fast food items, but it contains 1,990 milligrams of sodium.
Jesus, that's half the sodium you're supposed to get in the whole day.
No, that's more than.
Right, because 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day, right.
Yeah. And then also we've discussed the McDonald's fruit and oatmeal that contains more sugar than a Snickers bar. We've already discussed that.
Right.
This one is good. The Sonic Strawberry Smoothie. It contains more sugar than 5 Twinkies.
You know what? Sonic has to be like in the hierarchy of fast food chains. Now, let's face it. None of them are good. It's the God's honest truth. None of them are good. But in the hierarchy of fast food chains, Sonic has to be the bottom. Rally's used to be the bottom, but I don't even think they're in business anymore.
I don't think so.
Sonic has to have the most disgusting, greasy, crappiest food I've ever seen in my life that people pull up to and eat in their car. They're so thrilled to eat it that they'll sit in their car and eat it. It's like, I just can't even, that hot dog with the chili on it. Oh my God. I ate one of those when I was a fat bastard.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never eaten at Sonic before.
Well, I did. When I was a fat bastard, I pulled up to Sonic one day and I ordered that foot long hot dog with the chili on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting. I don't even want to tell you how disgusting it is. And I ate it and I enjoyed it. So there you go.
Well, you know, the thing is people need to find out what they're really eating. They think that a fruit smoothie is healthy, but yet it has more sugar than 5 Twinkies.
Yeah. Might as well just eat the 5 Twinkies and get it over with.
I know.
Disgusting. It's disgusting. We have to take a commercial break. Should we take it now? Do we want to cover anything else about the FDA?
That's fine.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. I'll try to meditate during the break so I can, my blood pressure is obviously very high right now. We'll be right back.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
He only smokes weed when he needs to.
I didn't know you needed to. Maybe he lives in California.
I think that's Snoop Dogg, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's Snoop Dogg, but maybe I'm wrong. He only smokes weed when he needs to.
Well, in California, it's legal because of health reasons. That's
right.
Why I said
that's that. Right. That's right. You're right. You're right. I unlike me, who smokes weed all the time, he only smokes it when he needs to.
Now, don't say that because you don't.
Oh, they know I'm joking. Anyway,
okay, so
we have some new sponsors, first of all.
We do.
But one of them you're really excited about. Why?
I am. Miracle Noodle. I can't wait to try some of it. Yeah. I went to their website. It looks really good.
And they have more than just pasta. They even have like
Miracle Orzo. They have
and
Orzo, and I can't wait to try and make some recipes with it. Like, I have basil growing. I want to make some homemade basil pesto with the Miracle Noodle to see
and
how
what,
it is.
What other? What other? You haven't had pasta in a long time, and you're Italian like me.
I have not had it in a long time.
And like you said in that radio spot, because you don't want the effects of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
So this opens up a door for you to start like eating pasta again.
Yes, that makes me excited.
Yeah, I know. spaghetti and meatballs becomes available because your dad. We made his recipe that time.
Right? We made his gravy, as he called it. Yes.
Right, pasta sauce. Those of us who are Italians, especially ethnic Italians who even come from the East Coast, we don't call pasta sauce. We call it gravy, you know, instead of sauce. And I grew up in a household where my mother said, I'm making macaroni and gravy tonight. And we knew that that meant sauce. Anyway. So, yeah, we'll have some samples of a Miracle Noodle to experiment with, and you can blog about it.
Yes, that'll be good.
Okay. And before we go any further, I have to make an announcement to Jimmy Palero, who posted on Facebook about doing a show on firefighters. We have a firefighter from New York that I'm trying to get on right now, and I think he's going to do the show, who is a champion powerlifter and strongman who has definite opinions about firefighters' health, strength, and conditioning. I'm hoping to have him on the show, if not next week, the week after. So, Jimmy, we saw your post, and we already got working on it. There you go.
Okay, so I wanted to mention another article that I saw this week. Evidently, some scientists at the Mayo Clinic have come up with a recent discovery.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
They found the cure for cancer?
No. They've come up with a new term for skinny fat. They've decided that there really is a condition like skinny fat.
So they just discovered it?
They just discovered it.
Oh, we could have helped them if they would just listen to the show. We've been talking about skinny fat forever.
They've just discovered it. The article said, we can thank the scientist at the Mayo Clinic for discovering this. And they call it the normal weight obesity, NWO.
NWO. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the rap group of the late 80s, NWA. So there you go.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Lisa. You probably don't even know who NWA is, so anyway.
No, I don't.
Okay,
sorry.
Okay. Anyway, so the Mayo Clinic discovered skinny fat.
Skinny fat.
Holy mackerel. So,
and they've retermed it as normal weight obesity.
Normal weight. So this is we've talked about this on the show. These are people who can fit into a size 3 dress or size 34, 32 waist pair of pants in a man.
Oh, and a man. I thought you were talking about a woman.
Yeah, and think they're healthy, but the reality is their body composition is a lot of fat, usually 30 or 40% body fat, very little muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you have that?
Well, evidently they said that they now have an understanding that total weight and its effects upon your heart has evolved, and that the total weight
of the body, but what you're looking for there is that the biomarkers of skinny fat people is the same as obese people.
Yes.
They have the same issues with heart disease, arteriosclerotic index, as well as diabetes and so on and so forth.
Yes.
Even though they look skinny, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a lot of people who subscribe to this. You and I talk about it all the time. We say, wow, look at this person. You know, they think that because they're skinny, quote unquote, that they're healthy, but you can see that there is no muscle tone whatsoever on that person's body.
Or what about someone who I'm not going to say any names, but someone who does work out some and loses weight, but loses muscle, but thinks that they're too muscular. So
that's a mistake of a different kind. And
right.
And we could talk about that in a second. But here's what I want to just stick to on your point here.
Okay.
I noticed one thing when you read this article to me this morning. The Mayo Clinic does not invoke the word muscle.
No,
or lean body mass anywhere.
No, they don't.
They don't. They say that this is a result of fat depositions in specific areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
But they never say anything about lean body mass. And they do say that BMI means nothing here. This is something I said 4 or 5 years ago, that BMI is flawed because it doesn't take into account the degree of muscle, which is metabolic currency.
Here's what the scientists suggest. Stop being preoccupied with pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Measure your body fat,
mm-hmm.
get a blood test,
mm-hmm.
target belly fat,
mm-hmm.
and keep track of fat.
And keep track of what fat? Fat intake or fat on your body?
Your fat intake. It says keeping track of your fat, meaning the fat that you take in.
I wonder if that's what they mean, or they mean your body fat, keeping track of your body fat. I have a feeling they mean body fat in this particular instance. I don't think they mean dietary fat. I have a funny feeling, but it's vague the way they position.
But they don't say anything about lifting weights here.
Well, they don't exactly. So in other words, by looking at their approach, the person would try to dig deeper into fat, and then what would happen is exactly what you said a second ago about this other person you were exemplifying.
Mm-hmm.
This person that listens to the Mayo Clinic where the Mayo Clinic doesn't say increase muscle mass
right.
while decreasing body fat. That should be the goal. Increasing muscle mass should be the goal to offset the amount of body fat. Because if you have somebody who's 100 pounds
mm-hmm.
and 30% body fat, right?
Yes.
And they put on 20 pounds of muscle, they're no longer 30% body fat. They're like 20-something percent body fat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep – so there's lots of ways to skin this cat. The best way to skin this cat is to add muscle. If you lose muscle, then your metabolic rate drops because, as we know, muscle is the only thing that burns calories sitting still. So as people try to follow the Mayo Clinic's approach, they're going to try to dig deeper into body fat. They're going to lose more muscle. It's going to make them. It's going to make it ever increasingly harder to dig deeper into body fat, and it's going to become a vicious cycle where they actually continue to put more body fat on in proportion to their muscle, which they're losing. So their body fat ratio will continue to go up.
But it doesn't matter if you have too much muscle.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't want. Yeah, if you don't want. And I
say that sarcastically.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are people who actually say, well, I don't want a lot of muscle. No, you do want a lot of muscle. Saying you don't want a lot of muscle, folks, is tantamount to saying, well, I don't really want a lot of money. I just want like a couple bucks, that's all. I don't want a lot of money.
I don't want to be able to get out of that chair when I'm 80 years old.
Yeah, you know, all that muscle that you're losing right now, you're going to wish you had it when you can't get out of a chair. Who was it recently that said they couldn't get out of a chair? I'm trying to think where we were recently someplace. Somebody said they couldn't get out. We were out to dinner someplace, and somebody said that she was bobbing up and down trying to get out of the chair, and she fell when we were out at the country the other day. I don't want to mention any name.
Okay.
But anyway, there you go. That's a perfect example. So you don't want to give up that muscle mass. I'm sorry. I digress there. So there you go. The Mayo Clinic, we can thank them. We applaud the Mayo Clinic for discovering skinny fat. Disregard the fact that we've been using the term for, you know, 5 or 6 years now to describe people who think they're thin but are actually have a lot of body fat and very little muscle mass. Okay, Alisa, what is our next subject now that we've discussed the whole skinny fat phenomenon?
Well, Dr. Andrew posted a study today that I think you wanted to talk about, power from the air.
Ah, yes. For those of you who continue to snicker and laugh at me about cell phone radiation, about RF that swamps you while you sleep. I tell people to unplug naturally turn your cell phone off. Unplug your cordless phone, unplug your router before you go to sleep to minimize the effects of that RF. Those of you who snicker and act like just because you can't see it, it's not actually incident upon you. There is a company in Georgia, correct? In Georgia?
Yes, in Georgia.
That...
No, it's Georgia Tech School of Electrical and Computer Engineering.
Okay. Georgia Tech School of Electrical and Computer Engineering is so convinced that RF is powerful that they are using capacitors to gather it because they foresee the RF in the air that's currently just being absorbed by your body actually powering small devices without having to plug anything into them. Now, think about that for a second. We're talking about electricity, folks. We're talking about power. What they're saying is they've discovered a way to absorb the RF that's in the air that's around you, gather it up in a capacitor, which is what a capacitor does. It's basically like a battery that then just discharges its power, and use that to power small devices. So basically what we're talking about is you are living in a sea of very, very, very low voltage, very, very, very low amperage electricity.
Yes.
Now, you think that that's not affecting your body, then you know what? I'm done arguing with you.
So do you have a solution?
Yes. We have to get away from all this wireless technology. That's it. And if it's not practical to get away from it, then we have to have environments where we can be shielded from it for at least hours a day. People need to start looking at building their homes and making them RF-proof to a certain degree. And granted, your cell phone won't work in there, but just get a cradle that you plug your cell phone into that has an external antenna on the house, and that's it. That's it. Very, very simple solution.
Interesting.
So RF really is dangerous, and if they could turn it into electricity, then it's doing something. Do we want to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about listener questions. We even have a something I can load in here, a little – I think I can.
a voicemail from somebody.
Yes.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Introducing Age Force Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to ageforce.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the isolator fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
That is for my German listeners, especially Dr. Andro. Okay. We're going to cover some listener information first, but before we get to that, I have to mention, did you hear the Isolator Fitness ad, Elisa?
I did.
Isolator is also a new sponsor. We'll be hearing more from them. They really have a very, very unique product that, truthfully, I think many of us who've spent any modicum of time in the gym have thought about, gee, I wish there was a way to train my back without using my forearms and my hands and my, you know, because, and that's where people, when people train back, that's where they get a lot of brachial radialis tendonitis from pulling movements. Isolated Fitness has devices that you actually hook onto your wrists. You hook them up above your elbow. You latch them to a machine or latch them to a dumbbells, and you can actually train without using your hands or your forearms or your biceps. It's amazing. Really, really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have them on the show next week to talk about their new product. Do you have anything you want to read first?
No.
Okay.
I think you had some listener voicemails.
Yeah, and we got a listener voicemail. It's a little hard to understand. I think it sounds like he's from perhaps Australia, if I had a guess. But let's see if we can get this to play right.
All right. I'm new to this stuff, and I just bought 10 little vials of Omnidrone 250, and I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I just know that I'm going to need an estrogen blocker soon, but I don't know exactly what to do. And I'd really appreciate it if you could help me do this.
Okay. So obviously this gentleman has bought some Omnidrone.
What is that?
It's an anabolic steroid. I believe Omnidrone is actually a combination of two or three different types of testosterone preparations. I may be wrong about that. But anyway, he's talking about using an estrogen blocker. And it really depends on, Omnidrone, if it's like Sustanon, which I think it is, it's one or two different types of testosterone. Each of them converts to estrogen at different rates. Really, there's no way to tell how much of an aromatase inhibitor you're going to need without getting some blood work done. But the rule of thumb is this. If you're using a prescription aromatase inhibitor like anastrozole, and you're using about 500 to 750 milligrams of an aromatizing androgen, you can take a half a milligram every third day to keep estrogen in check. If you're using more than that, if you're using a gram or more, you might want to try a half a milligram every other day. But again, This is all subject to whether or not you're a high aromatizer or not. You may also want to turn to an over-the-counter aromatase inhibitor triazole, which has piazole in it, or even E-Control RX, which is Iron Mag Labs' product, which is actually 6-oxo, which has been shown at 600 milligrams to be very, very powerful aromatase inhibitor. But I would not start using an aromatase inhibitor unless you know for sure you have estrogenic side effects. You have water retention and bloating, if you have sensitivity in your nipples, if you feel overly emotional, all these things could be a result of high estrogen levels, and then you should consider using an aromatase inhibitor. Somebody like me, I can use up to 1,500 milligrams of testosterone a week and not have any bloating or water retention from it at all. But yet I get bloating and water retention from other things. So again, half a milligram of anastrozole every third day to every other day should do the job if you're using in the area of 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day of an aromatizing androgen. And you can also try an over-the-counter product like triazole or E-Control RX. So that's my answer there.
Okay.
Okay. Also, we have to welcome back in the listening audience a devotee of the show who's been missing. And we even talked about this the other day. Where's David Wilson? He's been gone, right?
I said, I haven't seen anything on Facebook from David for a long time.
I know. And the dude was like not only active on the show, but active on Facebook and talking about his training. And he disappeared. And he did have some personal stuff to pay attention to. And mm-hmm. like all of us, life gets in the way sometimes.
Right.
But David, as he put in his message to me, I'm back, baby.
He's Welcome back, David.
Welcome back. And you were missed. We knew you were
noticeably gone.
Even you know who else? Who did you mention this morning? Kevin.
Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of activity from Kevin as of late. I saw some activity during a few shows the week before last, I think. But I haven't seen a lot of him lately either. I guess people are busy doing things.
And Carmella, too. I haven't seen much
Yeah, Carmella Sierrazo. I know.
Yeah.
I know. You see, we miss you people. You think it's all about us. But it's like, wow, I haven't seen this person. I haven't seen that person.
Mm-hmm.
So we always are looking. Okay. John Braun posted on my Facebook, Carl, I've lost about an inch off of my calf and left thigh due to an ankle injury. How can I build this back up? Using weights or body weight or cardio? Thanks for your help. Okay, if the ankle injury has subsided, I would tell you to first start out by doing mobility work with your ankle because you want to make sure that your ankle has full mobility again before you endeavor anything else. And I would just start doing some very, very light body weight pressing movements like, what do they call them, shoot the ducks, you know, when you do one leg squats, if you will. If your ankle has not healed up and it's still in the recuperative mode and you can't do anything to that leg yet, what I'm about to say may sound bizarre to you, but I can assure you that there's a lot of research to prove what I'm saying. You need to train the good leg. If your left leg is injured, train your right leg. You will get a response in the left leg as well. You can actually maintain muscle size and strength by training the uninjured limb. We did shows about this a few years ago.
Really?
Yes. So train your right leg. Continue to train your right. I'm not saying train your right leg with insane weight so that it outpaces the left leg, but go into the gym and do single leg presses, leg extensions, leg curls, and stuff like that. Do calf work as well. And that will actually continue to stimulate protein synthesis in the left leg as well. But if the left leg, if the ankle has recovered, I would first start out by doing mobility work to make sure that you don't have a range of motion issue that will actually cause problems in the knee and the hip later on. There's my answer to that one right there. Sounds bizarre, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. Why would you train the other leg? But it works. It works very well.
You know, I just looked up on the FDA's website,
mm-hmm.
not to change the subject.
No, please do. Please.
It's interesting to me. They have a list of recalled products on their website.
Right.
But you don't hear anything about them. Like there's dry cat food from Nestle Purina, and it has salmonella.
Right.
But have you heard of that?
No.
That was a June recall.
Yeah. Right. But so in other words, what you're saying is they put it up on the FDA website like people really go there all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. Cantaloupe from Eagle Produce has salmonella.
Really?
Yeah. Dole salad, Dole fresh vegetables.
Salmonella?
No, it's Listeria monocytogenes.
Right. But it's another one of these
exactly.
Bacteria, yeah.
But there's a whole list from June that I've not, Tylenol from McNeil.
What are they saying about Tylenol now?
Uncharacteristic odor linked to trace amounts of 2,4-6 tribalmicinal.
Okay.
Whatever that
so
is.
So, in other words, it smells funny. When you open the bottle, it smells funny.
Here's a seafood pasta and seafood salad, undeclared milk, sunflower, sesame, and soy.
In it?
In it.
Wow.
I mean, but yet you don't hear anything about this. How could that be?
I don't know. Well, first of all, in our defense, when's the last time you were actually in a grocery store? Truth.
I rarely go to the grocery store unless I go for, I mean, we go to the farmer's market and get most everything from the farmer's market.
Right, right, right. From one of two farmer's markets, right?
Yes.
So the reality is we go to the grocery store like to buy
cleaning supplies. I usually do that at Target.
Okay, all right.
So
part of the reason we're probably not hearing about this is because we don't go to the grocery store very often. Maybe in the grocery stores they have things up when you go to the cat food, they say, hey, we're recalling this cat food or something.
Maybe.
I mean, it could be that. Yes. I don't know. But I see what you're saying. Why aren't they talking about this on the news?
Well, I was in a grocery store the other day, and I didn't see anything about, because I was in the produce section, I didn't see anything about a recall of cantaloupe.
That's true. That's very true.
So,
yeah. I guess they don't want you to know.
It doesn't make sense. Well, if it's killing people.
Hey, it's good for business.
Yes.
The government's business is you get sick and then you pay to stay alive, and that's how they get your money. I mean, think about what is slavery? Slavery is indoctrinating a person into a system where they must expend their energy and someone else benefits from it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How is that any different? And if the government tells you this is healthy and it's really not, you eat it and you get sick, and then for the next 30 years, you have to give up a large portion of your money to drug companies and doctors to keep yourself, quote-unquote, alive. Don't you become a slave to a given system? Is that any different than owing your life to the company store, like they used to talk about back in the day?
No.
So, trust me, slavery is alive and well in the United States. It's just not African-American people anymore. It's all of us. If we listen to the government and do what they tell us, we will become slaves to the government.
Yes.
So, don't complain about your taxes. You got to be complaining about all this other stuff as well. I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
No.
That's sad. I want to talk more, Lisa.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. We'll end it like that. All right. So there you go. So you've listened to another episode of Superhuman Radio Casual Friday. Hope you got something out of it, at least got a chuckle out of it. And we'll be back with great shows listed for next week. See you then.
Bye.